And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who wasn't at our show last week. And that's the only thing I have to say about her, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
That's what I'm best known for, not being here on Friday.
Yeah. On Friday, it's what you were best known for by me.
Yeah.
And actually, if you consider this the entirety of this little show that we're doing, it's how it started out. You were known for not being here the first week.
Oh, yes. The Facebook version.
That's true. The original Sports Widow. Yes, your original show that you asked me to start up with you.
No.
As I recall. Yeah, so you're back. Glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Cooper filling in for you.
Body was hardly cold when he came in.
In all honesty, I mean, we said it on the last one that you did, like... Yeah. What did we say?
That essay contest. People had to record some comedic and serious monologues.
It was a very complicated. It was a very complicated audition process. And he went through. He was the only candidate, but that doesn't mean I didn't vet him just as stringently as I would have with 100, and maybe more so because 100 I would have had to spread that out.
You couldn't have devoted the resources to.
No, if there, and so I'm glad that there were not 100 people clamoring to be the guest host. And that there was only one, in fact.
Should we close that curtain a little?
Let's check it out. This one?
Yeah. Do you need me to do it? Yes. Good.
More?
No. I think that's fine. We were a little blown out on the sides.
A blowout.
For those of you listening to this podcast, that's on camera speak.
Yeah. Molly usually does the show for the cameras, and I do the show for the microphones, is how we like to say it. We're looking to get a poster with that.
Watching or listening to the equipment itself.
And in all honesty, for people listening and watching, the only reason if you're listening and not watching, it's not much to watch, to be fair. But what we could use is like in between Molly and I's heads, which is about the whole frame. We could use like a sign that says "The Sports Widow Show" with Molly Erdman.
Yeah.
Like on poster board.
Yep.
Send those in. I'm not going to give the address, but send them to IO West.
No, you could send it via like a Facebook message or something like that digitally.
Oh, yeah. We're a digital age
print
now.
Print it out.
Great. So send them to, send us a Twitter message or a Facebook message.
Facebook, this is no joke. Today is the last day.
Oh, yes.
Or so I say now. Is the last day that we are broadcasting from one of our personal Facebook accounts after today. We're only going to be doing it from the Sports Widow page. So
that's
if
right.
You want to know, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but God knows what time it's going to be. So
yeah.
If you want to know, if you want to be notified, go over to the Sports Widow page, like us, follow us, do something with your notification settings.
And then you'll find out when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
And we'll tag ourselves in
yes.
it. But I don't think that's going to – I still think
just
you need to like the page to be notified.
2017 is a – a year of experimentation for the Sports Widow podcast. We're the real rollout, folks, and those of you listening and watching right now are in on this. 2018 is what we're looking at for the real rollout.
All just beta testing.
Yeah, but extensive. Clearly, you know, we need to get a lot of feedback and stuff like that. Not audio feedback, but you know, fan feedback.
I'm getting a haircut after this.
That's big. That's big.
I'm breaking the news right here.
And so. You know, when you go to the Sports Widow page, you'll be seeing a whole new Molly.
It's not going to be that drastic.
Well, and it'll sound differently, too, because your hair kind of baffles your
it baffles me.
it baffles your voice, and so we're getting a different read off of your voice.
Should I go back to this?
That's cool if you go back to that. You got headshots that'll do that. And you look the same as you ever did.
No.
No? You look different there?
Yeah, I'm younger.
Well, you are younger. You know what? We're younger in every picture we see. There's some wisdom for you.
Okay.
So it's not a big sports week, but there's big news that everybody's talking about.
I can't wait till we're doing this, and it is a big
I feel like we've said that all the time. Well, again, we started this, you know, around Super Bowl time, and after the Super Bowl, you're just done. And even the Super Bowl. Anyway, but there was some news, and I guess the Oscars are a competition in a way, sport, if you will.
Yes.
So this is kind of, I guess this is our Oscars review show.
All right, we did watch.
We watched the Oscars, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. I wasn't that impressed with the New York Times ad.
I don't think I saw it.
I saw it afterwards online. It was fine. I think it was a little confusing, in fact.
Can you give some background on that? Because I didn't even know what to look for until you had mentioned it to me.
I think it had. I never saw it during the broadcast, but we were fast forwarding through commercials.
But you had heard that there was
going to be about truth and stuff like that, and it was.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, tell the truth. So I just, you know, I thought it would be a little bit. I guess you can't really come out and say. You don't want to like pub a story.
That they're doing it, yeah. Then it's going to be like a Super Bowl commercial, bringing it back to sports.
It's just with everything, no one is convincing anyone anymore of changing their mind.
No,
we are in a place now where people are so entrenched in their opinions. There's and discourse is so uncivil.
All right.
It's just You don't want to hear it. That's the get off the topic.
Well,
Joe.
I hear this.
I agree, but I'm readying a Senate run at some point. I just need
to help not convince people to change their minds.
Yeah, I need $1 billion, and then I'll run for Senate. Promise.
And then you'll be turning into Senate widow.
Oh my goodness, it'll be a more political show, or maybe less. But the Oscars, where we watched them, they had the big ending, of course, the mix up and everything.
We haven't really talked about this, but so I recorded the Oscars to start watching after our daughter went to bed.
Yeah.
So we were
by the end of it,
2 hours. It had been going on since I think it started at 6 our time, and we started watching like 7:45 or 8. It's great way to watch award shows.
Or anything really.
Well, yeah, but you so the one trick is you have to stay off of your phone and social media. I disabled my CNN alerts and things like that so you don't find anything out ahead of time if you are concerned about that. So we're watching it, and I stayed off my phone.
Stayed off the social media.
As soon as they announce, this says a lot about me and my phone. As soon as they announce that La La Land won Best Picture, I immediately am like, oh, great. So
it's all over, right? And we were at this point about a half hour behind.
No, we were much less behind. I think we're only like 15 minutes
behind. Oh, okay. So we had almost caught up.
Right. So I get up my phone, maybe even less than that, because I just saw these tweets start to come in, and it was like,
what the hell is going on?
It was something like, here's questions I have. Why didn't the people come out sooner to talk about the mistake?
So this is what she's reading.
So I'm looking at this on Twitter.
While La La Land is going up on stage to do their speeches, which I don't have time for.
And Joe is about to like change the channel and stuff like that. And I was like, Joe, I think something is amazing is about to happen.
And at the time, what I thought was going to happen, because you're watching the few guys start to give their speeches, and you kind of see Warren Beatty in the background, kind of meandering in a Harrison Fordish type way, if you will.
It seemed in character with what we've seen up to
now. Right, and that's the other thing. Like, you're watching him, and in all honesty, he was acting as he should have. But when you don't know what's going on, you think he's doing a joke, or he's senile, or can't read it.
He's wandering around like Stockdale in the vice presidential
debate. But even before, when he's reading the award, like in retrospect, you understand what he was doing. But at the time,
he can't read.
Or he's milking it.
Right.
It looked really awful for him.
Yeah.
And on an evening that already looks a little bit self-indulgent and, oh, pat me on the back and I'm so great and Hollywood is the greatest thing in the world.
Yes, we're so inclusive.
Yes. Imagine the inclusiveness. And all you had to do was wait 90 years. But it read as like, ugh, this is just more grossness. And then it turns out he was just confused naturally, as he should have been.
Yeah.
So, someone will be fired for that or die for that. But and as it turned out, that made it interesting. I found screw it up a little bit more.
Yeah, keep me on my toes.
You know, whenever a show is really screwed up. And the thing is that, the timing of it was incredible. For it to happen at that point and no time for recovery. That's your last image, the whole thing. And then the people from Midnight don't get to give their speeches.
Oh, I think they did.
Well, but it was with 50 people up on stage.
They should get their own half hour special.
As it was, I don't watch the Oscars minute for minute most years. I kind of come in and out. But I watch more of it than usual. And it is... You knew that there'd be the Hollywood backlash against tyranny, which is appropriate, I think. I'm fine with that backlash against tyranny. It's just when it bleeds into the, we're the only profession that celebrates lives.
Yeah.
It's like, how about nurses in a baby ward?
Right.
I feel like they're doing some good stuff, too. So lines like that are where I'm like, okay. You know, yeah. I've been in plays. I've been in the theater department.
You're
at
the
a college,
most flexible person
in my theater department, intellectually and physically. But
you've lost it in both arenas.
I think whenever Hollywood goes too far, it's when I'm reminded of my college theater department and how seriously everyone took themselves and how super serious everything was and so dramatic. And in fact, my daughter has gotten into a arts program at a high school. Which is congratulations to her. She's very talented. I'm a little nervous because it's a musical theater program at a high school.
Listen.
The combination of teenager and high school and musical theater.
It is not good.
That's a level of drama that no child or parent should have to go through.
Do you know what I think about a lot? Is
I don't.
The summer before my senior year of high school, I attended a six-week theater camp at Boston University, which was amazing. And it wasn't even musical theater. I mean, there was music.
Part of
theater
it.
Classes, but it wasn't specifically
right.
that. And
for anyone who doesn't know, I think we can agree that musical theater is probably the most kind of melodramatic part of the theater world.
I don't know about melodramatic, but
there's singing.
Yeah,
that's pretty melodramatic.
Melodrama is probably the most melodramatic.
I feel like singing even trumps that, but go on.
So we in a singing class. We one of the songs we learned was Blue Moon,
mm-hmm.
and we all there were like 90 people in this program, and I think we all went to go see a movie one night together. Or we all went, maybe it was the 4th of July. We went to go watch fireworks or something like that. Anyway,
or a movie on the 4th of July,
we're
like people
all
do.
On the T on the train in Boston, and we're all on one car, and we all start singing. Blue Moon, and I've thought many times that I need to issue an apology to anyone in the Boston area who might have caught that because. Boy, I'm 42 now, and if
still
I was on
a
train with that, I would be very...
I would laugh at a certain point.
I would, too, but it's... And I know, like, oh, but there's so much hate in the world. Let children sing. Yeah, I get it, but, like, it's just that level of sort of blocking out the rest of the world
mm-hmm.
and being like, we're just going to have a good time and enjoy ourselves, like, that I can't...
Right. Just have some courtesy.
I feel like such a curmudgeon right now.
But you're sitting next to me. So you'll never be a curmudgeon if you keep sitting next to me. That's the bulky title of my biography.
Those were our wedding vows.
Stick with me and you'll never be a curmudgeon. I'll handle the curmudgeonness. Mm. Yeah, it's, you know, teenagers are...
Okay, but...
They're naturally annoying.
Naturally
annoying. Because all the hormones, they're not in control.
Oh, what a terrible time.
Ugh.
Like, I wouldn't, no way would I go back to that.
You know, and I was going to start talking about child stars and stuff and how it's just like if you come of age at that point and you become famous and everything while all that's going on, I think it permanently damages you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can't, and we talk about this all, like the differences. Both of my children are precocious, and I could have taken my older daughter to auditions if I wanted to. I took her to a few when she was a baby, and, you know, only because she was a well-behaved baby.
Right. Like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah. Most babies are cute.
Sit at an audition, or you can sit with her at home. Right.
Really, all babies are cute to a degree, just in so much as they're babies. And then there are, you know, between that, there are different variances, and there's chubby babies and this and that, and smoking babies, very cute. I decided not to take her to many after she was a baby when she would be aware of it because I've gone to those auditions. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's a madhouse. And I don't, you know, begrudge any of those kids who are doing that as long as they want to be.
But there's an age
and
where
then
you
I begrudge
know
the
that
parents.
It's not their choice. And, once Valerie was at an age where... We were like, well, we could take her to the park or we could have her sit for 45 minutes in this audition waiting room.
Yeah.
You know, we decided
to do neither and just put on the TV is what we decided to do. But at least she didn't have to sit in that waiting room.
Well, she also just doesn't have the disposition for.
No discipline in that kid.
Yeah. She's very funny and you could tell her to say something and she'd probably say it, but you could not get her to stay in one place to do it.
Her future's in reality television.
Oh, God.
I'm saying like a reality baby show. You know, they put like 15 4-year-olds in a house and they have to live in that house. And there's someone there to make sure nothing, you know, bad happens, but they just have to take care of everything. And then after a week, This is not a bad idea.
They have that for older kids where they like.
But
live in a
I'm
town
saying
together.
4 year olds, and they've got a little kitchen, and they've got like little pitchers for water, and they got to make food and stuff. Let's do this. No. It's called Latchkey Show. It's all latchkey kids go to the same house, but there's no supervision. This, I'm working on this now.
Okay.
I feel like child exploitation is the next big thing in this country coming.
Jesus.
I feel like down the road, we're headed for that. Might as well get ahead of it.
All right.
It's soon to be the norm.
Oh, okay.
The norm. I was trying to think of something to say. So we haven't talked about sports much,
no,
but we will a little bit.
Okay.
Because there is some sports to talk about.
Okay.
Was there anything else about the Oscars?
No.
Oh, I do want to say one thing. Meryl Streep.
Ugh.
First of all, a lot of the clips that they showed in the Oscars of movies, especially the documentaries, we don't need to see the guy getting his brain operated on. If you're going to show me 3 seconds of the movie, unless the whole movie is this operation on this guy's brain, I don't need to see the clip of his brain getting operated on.
This is an all-ages show.
It is. And so a lot of the clips they showed were like, why is that clip up there? And if the clip that they showed was the best acting clip of Meryl Streep in that movie, where she's singing, she's like doing a Julia Child impression.
Yeah.
But it's like she's doing an impression of Rich Little doing a Julia Child impression. And again,
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Hello.
And to her credit, they ran through 4 or 5 movies when he was talking about like Kramer versus Kramer,
yeah.
Sophie's
listen,
Choice.
Listen. No one can deny her talent and career.
Yes. Both the breadth of her career and the prime.
Yeah.
Like if you were making a sports analogy, it would be.
And why wouldn't we?
Well, the sports show. I mean, her prime was like Sandy Koufax, where for like between, I think it was probably like 80 and 85, she might have been nominated every year. And I don't have any of those.
Even since then. I mean, like,
oh, yes.
She's been nominated
right.
3 times in the past few years, I think. I mean, it's.
But I feel like she's starting to get nominated just kind of on like, we got it. Every
we
3 years she gets nominated. and she, like, I don't differentiate that performance in that movie much from what Al Pacino had become.
Okay.
A bit of a caricature.
Oh, yeah.
He's not getting nominated. Did he get nominated for Hoo-ah!
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Okay, well, then it does happen.
Oh, ow.
Sorry. If that double standard can exist for the men, maybe it can exist for the women. He may have been nominated.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't win for Hoo-ah! I don't know. What was that?
Son of a Woman.
Right.
To be fair, that was a small part of the movie.
No, I thought that was like his catchphrase.
Well, it is, but it's not like
like somebody would come up and he'd be like, Hoo-ah! Did it turn out he was saying something derogatory towards women?
Right.
Hoo-ah!
All right.
I don't think he was. But it'd be a different movie if he was.
Sure.
And he's like, I smell a woman. Hoo-ah!
Scent
of a woman.
Yeah. We should move on to sports.
Okay.
I got to get a haircut.
So I'll just tell you what happened in sports yesterday. Do you know what the Daytona 500 is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a NASCAR race.
It was run yesterday.
Run instead of driven?
It was driven yesterday.
Oh.
They did it. They raced it.
Yep.
Now, I think NASCAR has seen its heyday. I think it kind of, it had a huge appeal for a while. First of all, although again, tide turning back, NASCAR could become the only sport at some point.
That's true.
Except they put people, poor people, on the track who have to dodge. And if they win, if they don't die, they race the next time.
That sounds like some kind of sci-fi movie.
It does.
Definitely, yeah.
Oh, I call it 2018. But it's a dying sport, I think, for a lot of reasons.
In that people die doing it?
Oh, it's a killing sport. It just was. It didn't seem to have any juice. It didn't seem to have any, like, there was no big deal about it. Like,
no,
it's on.
I
and,
barely heard about it.
And not that people always hear about it, but I feel like about 10 years ago, NASCAR really, for some reason, and I don't know exactly what the demographic causes of that were, but I think it's back on its way down. Point being, do you know that the Daytona 500 is considered the Super Bowl of the NASCAR season?
I didn't.
And it's the first race of the season.
What's the Indy 500?
That is IndyCar racing. Indy cars are the little ones with the skinny cars with the wheels on the sides.
Okay.
NASCAR cars are just like a Toyota Camry that's been, literally a Camry that's been juiced
reliable.
Up. It's a Camry body with a Ferrari motor. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that analogy would be.
I don't, yeah.
She's got a Camry body but a Ferrari motor. Is that like a real smart,
a
regular girl?
Yeah, very practical.
Right. As opposed to she's got a Ferrari body but a Camry engine. I don't know. That would seem reliable, too.
That seems all right, too. I think, actually, that's a nice...
She's got a Ferrari body and a lawnmower engine.
Okay.
That's dumb.
Yeah. A lot of fumes.
Or he. He's got a Ferrari body and a lawnmower engine. But most men do have lawnmower engines for brains.
Okay.
About. Very simple. So that was run yesterday, and I think it's... Maybe a bad reason, it's a bad thing to have your Super Bowl at the beginning of your season.
Yeah, I guess, but is it? Or is it like, hey, here's a kickoff event. It's exciting.
I think then they should bill it a little differently. Calling it the Super Bowl, to me...
I've never heard it referred to as the Super Bowl of NASCAR.
Oh, man. I think a lot of our listeners and watchers are NASCAR fans, so I think they'll clear that up for us.
Okay.
Somebody, I'm sure, has heard it referred to, not by me, but by someone else, as the Super Bowl of NASCAR.
Listen, I'm tired of the Super Bowl being the thing that everything is.
Especially when you can't refer to the Super Bowl as the Super Bowl. So when it is Super Bowl week, you got to say big game. But if it's anything, it's the World Series, it's the Super Bowl of baseball.
Right.
Yeah, you can say it then, but not when you're referring to the real Super Bowl. That's dumb.
I think I've asked this question before, but you've
got
the
that's
Super
dumb.
Bowl, you've got the World Series.
NBA Championship.
Okay. So
I see.
There's no name for at least
Stanley
for hockey,
Cup.
Well, that you've got the Stanley Cup. What is it with the NBA?
It's the W.C. Fields Trophy. I don't know what it's called. It is something. The Larry O'Brien Trophy, I think, is what you get, who was the first commissioner of the NBA, maybe. That's what it might be called. Yeah, you're right.
I get that it's harder to name a...
It's
the
NBA
World
Finals.
Series.
Yeah,
I
well...
Mean, call it the... Yeah, I guess the Finals.
You know, they took World Series. Baseball took it.
Right.
So you can't be like, it's the real World Series. Although, ultimately, the World Series and
not
most...
World.
And all American world... The world champion football team.
Just call it the U.S. plus one Canadian city.
That's why the World Cup in soccer truly is a worldwide competition.
Go. Here we go.
Soccer is played in every country in the world.
Okay.
So
you're looking at me like you want me to challenge you on that, and I'm not going to.
I want you to challenge me on a lot of stuff.
I know. So what happened? You said something happened in NASCAR at the Daytona 500. No? I thought you, before when I said, what are we going to talk about earlier?
Oh, well, I said something happened. It was the Daytona 500 is what happened. Oh. Nothing happened there except there were a lot of crashes that took a lot of the big names out early. So at that point, then you're like, a guy I don't know is racing a car. I don't want to see that. I want to know the guy
always.
Racing the car. Right?
That's how I always feel.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you're on the 405, right?
Jessica has chimed in saying people just watch the Fast and the Furious movies instead of NASCAR.
They're more, you know, you get more for your money. It's shorter.
I have not seen a Fast and the Furious movie, but I would watch that over NASCAR.
I think I would too, actually. Great question, Jessica. Maybe
a question. It was a statement.
But I'm making it a question. Like any good improviser, you take a statement, you turn that shit into a question. Now you're cooking. Maybe that'll be our question if I remember to go on our Twitter page.
Okay. Would you rather watch Fast and the Furious?
All of the Fast and the Furious.
At once?
Yes, on seven screens simultaneously.
One after the consecutive.
It'd be interesting to watch if, like, a screenwriting thing, like at 13 minutes, there's always a chase, and at 16 minutes, and at 18 minutes, because it's all chases. But, maybe we'll ask that question.
Okay.
But there's one more thing to talk about before we're all done. We had a sub, and you didn't watch it.
No, not out of protest. I just haven't had the time.
Okay.
I'm very busy.
Now, would you be okay hosting with a sub? Or is it that I, basically the engineer and the person who puts all this together, need to be here?
I don't know.
Your show.
Well, maybe.
I'm guessing you would get more people who'd want to co-host with you than I would.
That's true.
I was surprised anyone did.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I guess I would.
Okay, but then you're going to have to learn how to do all this stuff.
That's fine.
You heard it here first, folks.
Listen, let's not pretend that you're the one with more technological prowess than me in our relationship.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't think I have more prowess.
I can figure this out.
Well, in sports and athletics, I have more prowess than you.
Yeah.
Beyond that,
I think you think you're smarter than me. Now we're getting into it.
Well, depends on smarter. Like, are we talking like raw intelligence IQ? Because I've decided, I used to think that was it. I used to think that was intelligence. Mm-hmm. But life has shown me there are many different types of intelligence.
Wow, like emotional intelligence?
Where I am so, like, I think overall intelligence, you lap me.
Wow.
But you have some issues, too. We're not going to get into too many of those. But I do think I have a very high opinion of my raw, sheer yes. intellect.
Yes, you do.
But you have a very high intellect as well.
Thank you.
It was hard to even say that. But yeah,
maybe
I'm
figure out this,
I'm dumb this in more ways than you here. Are. You're smart in most ways.
All right.
I'm dumb in a lot of ways and smart in a few ways. I think that's a good way to put it. All right. That seems like a good amount of stuff. Now, again, we have to remind you, if you've made it this far, you're you just tuned in. But you're with us if you've been with us for a bit on this. So you already know about the Sports Widow Facebook page. We've tagged it in this post right here. Mm-hmm. So you just have to click on that and then do something else, right? Click on something else.
Just like it.
It's like four clicks away.
It's
less,
two
probably.
Two clicks away. And I'm going to be honest. We're going to look at everybody who's watched these things. And commented,
you're getting an invite.
You're getting an invite.
So just do it ahead of time.
Like, please save us the trouble and just like us proactively. Don't make us ask. I really...
We're already asking.
Here's what Joe's better at than me. Things like phone calls... asking people things.
I'm not good at asking people for stuff. I'm too self-righteous.
No,
I wish I could. I will say stuff.
Facebook invites.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with confronting people with stuff. I don't like asking people for stuff.
No.
That's a skill that some people have, and it gets some stuff.
You like telling people for stuff.
Oh, I love telling people for stuff. Like stuff I think I deserve,
yeah.
And then yelling at them for not having it, but saying I deserve it.
Yes.
Instead of just asking for it?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a flaw. All right. I think that's it. Oh, so you can like us on that. And then also please follow us on Twitter.
Sports Widow Show.
Yep. And then also subscribe to us on iTunes. And a great thing with iTunes, you can like make us one of your podcasts, but then you can subscribe and only have like one episode come up, so you don't have to keep too much of it. You know?
Yeah.
And you don't want, you know, I understand how it gets crowded on your phone. But I think there's stuff you can do where you still don't even have to listen to us. Just do that stuff for us.
Right. You don't have to. We're not going to quiz you. On
no.
To
just
stuff.
Pretend you listen to
we
us.
Just need the raw numbers.
Yeah. Because we don't want to have to go to the bots to fill our subscribers.
I mean, they will.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll come after you.
Yeah. We'll sick the bots on people.
Yeah.
Is that what bots can do? I don't know. All right. So, so for you folks listening, you're going to miss the last 15 seconds of boring video. But so look at it as a favor. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.